praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come into Thy presence as New Jerusalem Church, with Brother Jose and family and with all the saints of God, my testala ma frasoldo refine ma sta prebi kenda sa blaka from a stalleri bia prabala sanda frisini mia prezzo loki prava saldere sanda prava sindi vi capri anda lo so rofine ma stare bi capri anda lo storo bi kenda sa. Yes, Father, we bind all the powers of darkness, the demons and the rats in the US and all over the world and all over the universe. Yes, Father, all the powers of darkness that are trying to establish the kingdom of evil in this world, we bind them and crush them under our feet in the name of Jesus. Even as the word says in the book of Genesis, Father, it shall bruise thy heel, but thou shalt crush its head. We crush the head of the serpent one more time as New Jerusalem Church, the church of the living God, born and created and predestinated to rule over the universe and to even judge the fallen angels and all the generation of this world that rejected the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, Father, you have given us power and authority to be the sons of God, and we exercise this authority in the name of Jesus Christ. As we come to worship Thee, our Heavenly Father, in truth and spirit, may the universe keep silence before us. May the universe keep silence before God as we gather at the throne of Almighty God and worship with the 24 elders. My testala from a shoulder of Yam Prabha Sandali Kandasai. Hallelujah. And the innumerable company of angels and the cherubims and the seraphims. Unto Thee be the glory and honor and riches and power and blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, all glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. You created us to be thy children, to be thy church, to be thy bride, and to have fellowship with thee forever. And we come against all the powers of darkness that would interrupt and try to interrupt this fellowship. We bind them by the power of Almighty God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray as we wait in thy presence for thy word, Father. And to be thee be the glory. May all these words be for thy glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray, Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 34. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 to 34. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. As we read the word of God, Romans 8, 29 to 34, for whom he did foreknow, them he did predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He that spared not his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come into thy presence, we pray that you would bless these words, Lord. Let it be for thy glory and honor and power and riches and blessing. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If God be for us, who can be against us? Today, we see the powers of darkness blaspheming God, yelling against God, saying that they will create their own empire in this universe. It all happened in the days of Nimrod, who built the Tower of Babel, which resulted in confusion. Today, nations are confused. Rulers are confused. The people are confused. What is the solution to the problem? Well, you created the problem. The problem that man has created, man has the solution. What happened in those days in the Old Testament? Nimrod and the people of this earth did not want to repent from their sins. They were scared that even as the flood came and wiped out Noah and his generation, that God would wipe out their evil generation. So instead of repenting, they built a tower that would reach up unto the heavens. They had hardly started building, God came down and confused their language. And that's why we have so many nations, so many languages all over the world. Has man stopped rebelling against God? No. In the 21st century, they created the European Union to bring in the one world order. This is the woman that rides upon the beast from the city of seven hills, which is Rome. If you have to Google it, you will find out that the logo of the European Union is the image of the beast and the woman in the book of Revelation riding on the beast. It's very clear. 2000 years back, God prophesied what would be the logo of the European Union, the revived Roman Empire, and they fulfilled it today. The European Union Parliament is built in the form of the Tower of Babel. 21st century rebellion against God. They want God to prove himself. They want God to show that he is God. A billionaire once went to a beggar and said, I have everything that could change your life. Tell me what you need. The beggar said, first I need you to prove yourself. The billionaire said, I'm not going to prove myself. You can remain a beggar for the rest of your life. And he got into his car and he went his way. That's what we are doing. God is Almighty, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's bigger than Bill Gates, he's bigger than Warren Buffett, he's bigger than Queen Elizabeth, he's bigger than everything. He is God Almighty, he owns the entire universe. And there are beggars in this world asking God to prove themselves. God has already proven himself. You are a walking miracle. The doctors don't even understand 1% of how your body works. And you keep asking God, prove yourself. The proof is in the skies. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. There was a race that was held to find out which is the fastest animal in the world. So in the middle of the race was a cheetah, and on either side of the cheetah were two German shepherds. So the race started, the gates were open, and the dog started running. But the cheetah didn't run. Cheetah didn't care. The cheetah was quietly sitting down watching the dogs try to prove that they were faster than the cheetah. The foolish people that were conveners of the race, who lacked common sense, declared that the German Shepherd was faster than the cheetah. The cheetah just smiled and grinned. You know, sometimes the fastest animal in the world does not need to prove itself. When the demons and the rats want us to prove ourselves, we don't need to. We are sons and daughters of Almighty God. My prasaldara franji pratumla kratista frimi saura desai. Lori destambraba kapriyanta auribi shauribi kendesai. We are reserving the proving ourselves for a later date when you will stand and kneel down before us and Jesus Christ and God Almighty and give account for every thought and every useless word that you have spoken. We are children of Almighty God. We are the bride of Christ. We are part of the family of Almighty God. We have the royal blood flowing into our veins. Unto him that loved us and called us and made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, unto him be glory in the church forever and ever. Amen. We don't have to prove ourselves because we are citizens of heaven. We are passing through this world. We are not citizens of this earth, passing through this earth into heaven, but we are citizens of heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem, the mother of us all, passing through this earth according to the authority and the direction of Almighty God, doing what he told us to do. These are days where we are proclaiming the love of God and the power of God and the mercy and grace of God. However, the evildoers are testing the patience of the church and the patience of God. So this is what is going to happen. A dog was barking at a lion. The lion was quiet. But the dog kept approaching the lion and came closer and closer. The lion did nothing. Oh, the dog thought that it had the upper hand. Now it is going to conquer the lion, the king of the beasts. And the dog, fiercely barking, pounced on the lion, the king of the beast. The lion took one of its paws and gently tapped the dog. The dog got broken into 45 pieces and there was blood everywhere. The dog was a mess. So that's what happens to those who try to play with fire. Apostle Paul wanted to kill the church. He wanted to wipe out Christianity, as many of you are trying to do. We feel sorry for you. Because when Apostle Paul was going to Damascus to wipe out the church of the living God, to wipe out Christianity, Jesus appeared to him brighter than the sun. And Saul fell off his horse as he heard the voice of the one who ruled the universe, who created him and the entire universe in one word. And Jesus Christ told him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? You are not persecuting my church. You are persecuting me." You know, Saul, if there is a thorny tree full of thorns and you kick your feet on the thorns, who is going to get hurt, Saul? You are the thorny tree. Your feet are full of blisters because you kicked against the thorns. Don't kick against the fence, don't kick against the thorns, because you will hurt yourself. Saul asked the Lord, "What do I do?" Jesus said, "Go into Damascus. You went there to destroy Christianity. Saul, your name is Paul, and I'm sending you to Damascus to found Christianity, to establish Christianity all over the world." You know, Jesus Christ always has the last word. Islam is trying to take over the world. Well, try your best. Because there were two people who built a house. One man very quickly built his house, and his house came up real quick. And it was built on the sand. The other man was a Christian. He kept digging deep, and he put some piers and foundation so that it's founded on the rock. The guy who built his house on the sand, which represents Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and other religions, kept laughing at the Christian who was building the house, which was founded on the rock, because they had built it on the sand. The Christian who built the house took a long time to make sure the house was designed according to the heavenly plan. The house was done, and Christian went inside. Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, and all the other religions went into that other house that was built on the sand. The flood came. The big flood came. And the house that was built on the sand got washed away. Nobody could even find where it was. But the man, the Christian that built his house on the rock, and that rock stands for Jesus Christ, his house was still there. They knocked on the door and they said, "Well, Mr. Christian, what happened to your neighbors?" He looked to his left. Oh, his neighbors were missing. That's what happens when you build your house on the sand. Christianity is built, amen. Christianity is built upon the rock, Jesus Christ, upon the words of Almighty God, who created the heavens and the universe. Thus saith the Lord, the gods who have not built the heaven and the earth, and who are made false proclamation and trying to usurp the name of God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the names of those so-called gods, which are actually demons, the fallen angels, that are in rebellion against God and are going to be destined to the lake of fire. These demons, so-called religion, so-called gods, their name shall perish from under the heavens. In the Quran, the Islamic sacred book, it says Jesus Christ is God Almighty. The Islamic religion Quran's book says the Holy Bible, the Holy Book, is the Word of God, and you need to listen to it. In the Hinduism, Hindu Vedas, it says in Sanskrit, Prajapati Devi Payam Atmanam Yaknam Kritva Prayachitam. The Hindu scriptures state that except through the God who came down and gave His life as sacrifice, except through Him, you have no salvation. All religions point out to Jesus Christ. And we are not depending on the books in other religions. The Bible, the Word of God, says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and the Word was manifested as flesh. Jesus Christ. One day every eye will see Jesus Christ. Even those who pierced him, and all the ends of the earth shall wail on account of him. Jesus Christ is coming soon to establish his kingdom on the earth. In 1 second, when Jesus Christ and his church comes to this earth, all the kingdoms of this world, all the mayors, all the presidents, all the kings and the queens, and all the authorities will be fired. And Jesus Christ and his church will rule over the world for 1,000 years. And the world will be burned with fire, with all its inhabitants. And the new heaven and new earth and the heavenly Jerusalem will be built and reinstated. And there we will dwell in the presence of Almighty God forever and ever. Outside New Jerusalem are the dogs, the sorcerers, the idolaters, the liars, the unbelievers, and those who had no natural affection but changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the creation more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. They will be cast into the lake of fire. With much tears and sadness will God cast them into the lake of fire, because until the last moment they rejected God. For it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. There are billions and billions of people in hell telling God, I believe you, Lord, I believe you, God, I believe you, Jesus Christ, that you are the only way and truth and life. Please give me one more chance. Let me go back to earth and tell the people that you alone are God, and through your blood alone is salvation. But God tells them, it's too late. You should have believed those who told you the truth, my servants, my church, when you were on this earth. There are bones, skeletons in hell. The souls of people that are lost screaming out saying, God, give me one more chance. And God tells them, Jesus tells them, I am sorry, but it's too late. This is hell. You are doomed for eternity. Eternity never ends. Why are we saying all these things? To terrorize people? No. If your house is on fire and you don't know about it, if your car is on fire and you don't know about it, a person that loves you and cares for you, it will say, fire, and call the fire engine, 911. If there's a rattlesnake next to your leg about to bite you, I would scream saying, brother, there's a rattlesnake right next to you, run. Or if you have steel toe boots, crush its head. Jesus Christ is coming soon. There is no more time to be playing around.